Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Jane Twin. It's the 18th of October and I'm walking to work. I'm still in the park at the moment, but I think I'm through the windiest bit. It's definitely autumn. It's a bit wet, even though it's not cold, it's just a bit wet. We had a proper downpour this morning. But hopefully the kids made it in. Well, it's only Amelia who left just before the downpour, but I think she was alright. I hope she got in dry. The leaves are starting to get yellow, red. It's lovely. Yeah, we'll get there in a couple of weeks. We'll be there. I've already reported the funniest bit about yesterday, but I feel I need to vindicate my marble cake. There's lots of conkers on the ground, so the squirrel's having a field day. I think it's actually starting to bury a conker right there in the middle of the grass. Yes, I need to vindicate it, because I was very proud of the fact that it's called marble cake because it's got swirly bits in, so it looks like marble, but it's not as hard as marble. It was a bit funny when Henry actually lost his wobbly tooth. Well, one of them anyway. But he said that all the apples and everything else he'd bitten into over the weekend, because I was hoping he'd keep the tooth in for one last photo with his baby teeth intact. But then, of course, we didn't have the photo shoot. Apparently he was very carefully sort of biting sort of the side, not the front, because that hurt. But he clearly trusted the cake. So he bit into the cake properly, and that was it. That was the end of that tooth. And obviously the tooth fairy's been. Everyone's happy. Even though he sounds funny. He's now got this really large gap, even though it's only one tooth, but it's large enough for him to be lisping. He sounds strange. Totally different. So yeah, amazing what a difference that makes. Anyway, what's the other thing? Oh yeah, so I've been listening to Any Questions, I think it's called. There's more Brexit stuff everywhere, obviously. I think after the Tory party conference, there's some more stuff going on. But, horse ride closed. Oh, okay. I won't be taking the horse out later then. Interesting. And there's some weird... Well, it's probably not weird, but I wonder what language that is. It looks a bit like Spanish, but it isn't. Well, they're telling you to keep the area clean. Interesting. Where was I? Oh yeah, so Brexit stuff. So what I think is quite worrying, and there's not enough people, I think, speaking out against that sort of thing, is where people who believe in Brexit and who voted to leave the European Union now think that people who didn't, who hold the opposite view, should now shut up. And apparently this made it onto the front page of the newspapers, both the Daily Mail and the Daily Express, apparently. Well, I saw the headlines. Are calling for they were calling for what do you call them, Brimoners, to be shut up. There was an MP, Tory MP, Tory councillor, who said that should be made treason to oppose Brexit. People should be spending their life in prison for holding the opposite view. I mean, guys, Brits, not letting people have their opinion anymore and have no discussion anymore, no debate anymore, apart from the irony that the Leavers all said, the Leavers expected to lose and they said they would fight on. So I'm sorry, I don't really see why they should begrudge the Remainers the same thing. But why they think that there can't be healthy debate and people aren't allowed to hold a different view. That is really, really dangerous. And I cannot believe that national newspapers are allowed to print that sort of thing without any repercussions. My goodness. What is this country coming to? So yeah, that was a big thing yesterday, last night, sort of looking through the news. I think there might be someone coming out of Buck's house. There's a lot of people training their phones onto the exit. But yeah, the other thing is the grammar school thing, and because the Tory party wants to bring back grammar schools. And I don't remember there being such an uproar about the use of the gymnasium in Germany, which is basically the same thing. You get selected at age 11 whether you're going to gymnasium or not. So I don't know. I think they're concentrating on slightly the wrong thing here. First of all, I think Germany has a lot more gymnasiums, so an awful lot more children have the chance to go. So it's not a 25-75%. Thing, figures I've heard here. So it might be even a bigger thing if, like, you know, a lot more kids go there and you don't get to, but they will go to a different school and a different types of school, and you can still go on to do A-levels there. I mean, the path is pretty much even more mapped out than it is here, because plenty of people go to university from a comprehensive school, whereas if you go to a Realschule, which is the one you go to if you don't make it into gymnasium, then that path is not quite so obvious. But then again, Germany has some things mapped out for those kids coming out of those schools. There are apprenticeships available. There are other things open that they can you know, sort of more vocational courses. So I don't know. So I wonder whether here they now concentrate on the wrong thing, not the type of school, but maybe what's more important is what happens to the kids after they leave school and how many opportunities there are for them in terms of what they want to do and what funding is available for kids from, say, poorer backgrounds to go to somewhere like university. If they have the ability, but for some reason don't have the money. So I do wonder whether this is a bit of a non-debate and a bit of a distraction, actually. Anyway, I'll leave it here for now. It's just a few things that I needed to get off my chest after listening to all these political debates. Plus, I'm nearly at work, so I shall thank you for listening and wish you a good Tuesday. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.